At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host, Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown. This is episode 28, The Role of Compassion, towards others and ourselves. Welcome back to another episode of Metanoia Madness. I'm Nicholas, and today we're exploring a key element of humanity, compassion. Compassion isn't just a fleeting feeling. It's a force that can transform lives, including our own. Whether it's through a kind word, a listening ear, or understanding our own pain, compassion has the power to create profound change. Before we dive into this transformative topic, I want to share a few exciting updates. Metanoia Madness is now available on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel. Hit the notification bell so you never miss out on our content. Visit our website, metanoiamadness.com, for insightful blog posts, resources, and updates on our episodes. Join our newsletter to stay connected with Metanoia Madness community and be the first to hear about new content and events. And a heartfelt thank you to everyone who has shared their stories and insights on social media. Thank you so much. You inspire us all. In today's episode, we'll explore the essence of compassion, delve into self-compassion, and discover how extending compassion to others can create a ripple effect of kindness and healing in the world. Compassion is more than a warm feeling towards someone in distress. It's the active desire to alleviate suffering and offer support. Compassion connects us at the core of our humanity. When we practice compassion, we're reaching out to another soul and bridging gaps that divide us. In my journey, I've learned that compassion is what often leads us to moments of profound understanding and connection. For example, during a particularly challenging time in my life, I found that showing compassion towards others allowed me to heal parts of myself I hadn't even realized were wounded. This deep connection is what makes compassion so transformative. Compassion, at its heart, is about empathy and action. It's the difference between feeling someone's pain and stepping into the world to help ease that pain. This deep connection is what makes compassion so transformative. I've seen the power of compassion in my own life, like when I offered support to a friend going through a tough time. Simply being there, listening without judgment, and offering presence made a world of difference. Not just for them, but for me as well. It reminded me of the healing power of simply being there for somebody. Understanding the difference between compassion, empathy, and sympathy is crucial in deepening our connections with others. Empathy allows us to emotionally resonate with someone's feelings, stepping into their shoes and truly understanding their experience. Sympathy, on the other hand, acknowledges another's pain, often from a distance, without the deep emotional engagement that empathy offers. Compassion, however, transcends not only feeling and acknowledging another's suffering, but also driving us to take action to alleviate it. This active healing force of compassion offers connection and inspires us to make a difference. Self-compassion is where healing begins. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you'd offer a close friend. We often reserve our harshest judgments for ourselves, believing that perfection is the only acceptable standard. But self-compassion shifts the narrative. It encourages us to embrace our imperfections and recognize our humanity. When we practice self-compassion, we create a safe space within ourselves where growth and transformation can flourish. I used to be relentlessly hard on myself, especially when I made mistakes. It felt like every failure was a reflection of my worth. But as I began exploring the concept of self-compassion, I realized something profound. We're all on a journey, and stumbles along the way are inevitable. Instead of beating myself, I started to practice being more gentle with myself, offering the same compassion that I would readily give to others. This shift not only improved my mental well-being, but also allowed me to approach life's challenges with more resilience. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment. Let them be. And gently remind yourself that it's okay to feel this way. Replace harsh, critical thoughts with words of encouragement. Speak to yourself with the same kindness you'd offer a loved one. Remember that everyone faces difficulties. You're not alone in your struggles. And acknowledging these shared experiences can bring comfort through self-compassion. Through self-compassion, we build a foundation of inner strength and love, enabling us to face life's ups and downs with grace and understanding. It's about embracing ourselves as we are, flaws and all, and growing through each experience. Compassion for others is where the magic truly happens. It's about moving beyond ourselves and reaching out to those around us with empathy and care. When we extend compassion to others, we're not just helping them. We're creating connections that uplift and strengthen our communities. It's a powerful force that has the potential to transform relationships, communities, and ultimately the world. It's a powerful force that offers potential to transform relationships, our communities, and ultimately the world. I remember volunteering at a local shelter. It was more than providing food. It was about offering dignity, hope, and a sense of belonging. Seeing the smiles on people's faces as they realized they were cared for, that they mattered, was incredibly moving. It taught me that compassion isn't just a nice idea. It's a transformative act. When we practice compassion, we're not just changing the lives of others. We're enriching our own. It reminds us that we're all connected and that by uplifting others, we're uplifting ourselves as well. Compassion is not just a personal practice. It's a guiding force that can transform the way we lead, work, and live. Whether in our professional lives or within our own communities, compassion has the power to drive change, inspire innovation, and build stronger, more resilient societies. In leadership, compassion is a game changer. It fosters encouraging collaboration and creates environments where people feel valued and motivated. Leaders who prioritize compassion don't just inspire loyalty. They create cultures of mutual respect and support. When I think about compassionate leadership, I'm reminded of those who lead with their hearts, who see their teams not just as workers, but as people with lives, challenges, and dreams. This kind of leadership doesn't just produce results, it transforms lives. Compassionate activism seeks to address social issues and empathy and understanding. It's about recognizing the human stories behind the statistics and working towards solutions that honor dignity and equality. Communities built on compassion are resilient and supportive. They thrive on collaboration, where members look out for one another and work together to overcome challenges. By practicing compassion, communities create safe spaces for healing and growth. Compassion is more than just emotion. It's a force that heals and transforms. By practicing self-compassion, extending compassion to others, and applying it in our daily lives and communities, we can create a ripple effect of kindness that changes the world. As you move through your day, think about how you can incorporate compassion into your daily life. What small acts of kindness can you offer yourself and others today? Remember, compassion is a choice to see and honor the humanity in each of us. By embracing compassion, we're not just making the world a better place, we're making ourselves better too. Thank you for joining me on this journey through Metanoia Madness. If you found this episode inspiring, please share it, leave a review, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and website for more empowering content. Until next time, keep embracing compassion and making a difference in your life and the lives of those around you. I'm Nicholas, signing off.